June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got Eric Chiafalo, who might have already ruined my day and perhaps your commute. We'll see. And Jacob Ray, gentlemen, welcome to the program. Eric, do you want to tell everybody why you ruined my day? And then I guess we'll get into the Rangers. I want to try to delay that as much as possible.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I walked into a conversation that involved someone dropping a pooing in the street or something.
Okay, my bad. I guess I need to provide the context. So we were looking at some more of the Ask Reddit questions, and one of them was like, what is the weirdest thing that you've seen that people try to pretend is normal? And my answer was people just going to the bathroom in public and on the street. Mm-hmm. And like, if you accidentally look over and they're like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, don't try to turn this on me. Like, I'm the one who's violating the social contract. You're taking a dump on the street. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
This is you, not me.
Me watching you is not me being in the wrong.
Yeah.
Here.
And I wasn't watching. You just like, you look over and like, oh my gosh, is that guy pooping? And so then you brought up something that has really rocked my worldview.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe you were talking about San Francisco specifically when you were talking about human beings going number two in the street.
Right.
And then I said, yeah, in San Francisco, they actually have an app like Snapchat, but it's actually called Snap Poo for people who are walking throughout the streets and the sidewalks of San Francisco.
Yes.
To avoid when the homeless people inevitably drop grumpers on the sidewalk or the curb or whatever, because that is a rampant issue there. They don't think of it as an issue because it's just like, I guess anything goes.
But, I guess so.
But for the common sense folk, they want to know if they're walking to work, like where to avoid the poo traps.
Now, I've some people are already asking this morning, is Alec still recovering? Did Alec die from the 469? I did text him, and I said, how you feeling? Are you still alive? And at 8:18, which is actually just 1 minute after I texted him, this is yesterday, he said, I was back in the gym a few hours ago. Not even the demonic ways of Bobby Belt can keep me down. He means strictly from a drinking perspective. But right. Also, it seems like Alec learned a lesson of not being baited into drinking contests, just to show that he can outdrink people.
He texted me yesterday, said he was going to the gym. He was probably going to be hitting the sauna, perhaps, to sweat some things out.
Yeah.
But he's on the road to recovery. He's still young enough to bounce back in relatively quick fashion.
And then one more update before, unfortunately, I'll update us about the Rangers. This question comes up a lot, and I'm glad that means people are listening to our ads. From the 903, why does Corey say gently ask instead of pound your fist on the table at the Platinum Chevrolet dealership in that commercial? Did something happen at the dealership? We actually get this question a lot. Nothing happened at the dealership. Corey just wanted to change it up and not just repeat the same thing. But yes, if you go into Platinum Chevrolet, you want to buy a car, you want to pound your fist on the desk to get it done, I think that's fine. We have not been given any notes to tell people to stop doing that. One question somebody asked is, did somebody break a table because they pounded their fist so hard on the desk? That is not the case. Everything is A-OK and you should still go to Platinum Chevrolet, of course, to go buy your cars. All right. Now we put it off as long as possible. Do you want me to play all of the Rangers highlights from last night?
Yes, I'm fascinated by this.
Okay, let's go ahead and hear the Rangers doing positive things. No? Nothing?
Well, is it buffering?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Because they didn't have any positive highlights unless you want me to play a single. And you're like, oh, wow, that's great. Good job. Instead, go ahead. You know what? Give me cut number one. Excuse me. Give me cut number three. Cut number three.
A one. That one's roped down the right field line, hooking in there for a base hit, and it rolls to the wall. Holiday races around first. He goes to second. Trump jogs in and touches the plate. A two-out rally, back-to-back doubles, and the Orioles score first in this one. An RBI double for Holiday, and they lead 1-0.
And you know what? I could have played another Jackson Holiday highlight, but I chose not to. But don't worry, you'll probably get that later in the show. So the Rangers lose 6-0 to the Orioles. And make no mistake about it, this is not the Orioles of the last several years. This Orioles team sucks. And they just beat the brakes off of you last night. And guess what? Game before that, you lost to a Pirates team that sucks. And so now the Rangers have lost their last two games by a combined 14-3. And there are a lot of things that are troubling coming out of this game. One is this, Chiafalo, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. You looked at this 18-game stretch, and at the time when you started these six series, CRI if you prefer. Now,
They
were not playing any team that had a winning record. All right. And mm-hmm. So our hope, Corey and I's hope, I'm sure all Rangers fans hope, was that they could win every single one of these series. That would theoretically put you at least 12-6 for the run. You're 10 games into that. They're 5-5.
You're going to have to go on a nice little run here to go ahead and complete the initial mission.
And guess what? Your run starts today with a bullpen day.
Woo! It's lat season.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't win a bullpen game because clearly we've already seen the Rangers can do that. But that's not an encouraging start, right?
No, it's not at all. And that just the lineup yesterday where we got... I think one guy in the lineup yesterday that had a batting average above 240.
Yeah.
His name is Sam Haggerty.
I know, a few weeks ago, did people even know who that was? You did get Justin Foscue in the game. Unfortunately, 0-3. Ezekiel Duran. We said that he was going to obviously get an increased amount of playing time, especially with Berger out. 0-3. But I don't want to single out those two. That's not fair. Everybody on offense yesterday was tremendously disappointing. Now, I know you were going up against a pitcher that has had a nice little start to the season. It's only been a handful of starts, but a nice start to the season. But our offense looked lost yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. It is really, really sad. This is now the 10th game that you've been shut out.
Are you serious?
10th game of the season. And I believe that's tied with the Pirates. I heard Bobby mentioning that today.
And you've only played 79 games. So once every 8 games,
yeah,
you get shut out.
Borderline once a week, you're putting up a bagel.
All right. So that's bad. But you might be sitting here and being like, you know what? I already know that the offense has really had a rough time. You guys have talked about it a whole lot. Fair enough. So let's go to this. The great Bobby Belt, who ruined the morning show, is what I've been told. He put out this stat yesterday. And it was weird that a lot of people seem to get mad at him as if he created this stat from make-believe. This is a real stat. In the first 60 games of the season, the Rangers starters had given up 4 or more earned runs 5 times. That's incredible. So think about it. You are more likely to see the Rangers offense get shut out than to see a Rangers starting pitcher give up more than 4 runs.
Mm-hmm.
4 or more runs. In the last 19 games, it's happened 7 times. Obviously, it hasn't happened in the DeGrom games. So in the non-DeGrom games, it's happened 7 times in the last 16 games. And so the thing that is so terrifying about that to me, probably to all Rangers fans, is the one thing you've been able to hang your hat on is our starting pitching was, in some cases, second to none, but at worst, second best in Major League Baseball. Now, if they're coming back down to earth, then it feels like you are in perhaps an insurmountable amount of trouble.
Yeah, and this is something that you always knew that it was going to be tough to sustain that level of pitching dominance, whether it just be guys starting to slip a little bit or inevitable injuries where, Okay, you're not going to have Eovaldi for every single start, that every fifth day is not going to be able to be Eovaldi. Same thing with DeGrom.
Although it does look like Friday could be Eovaldi day.
Looking forward to that. That's for sure. But you knew that this was going to come back to earth to some extent, and the offense is going to have to play a role in this team's success. And unfortunately, it has not gotten to that point yet. And the starting pitching, just the pitching in general, has had to do so much heavy lifting. And now that reality sets in where there's going to be some ups and downs from that standpoint, you got to make up for it in some way. And now this lineup has had plenty of time to do that. And if you have lost all confidence, that's fair.
Yeah. Look, so let's take a look at it from an even closer perspective. Baltimore, all these games matter. But you have a huge series coming up against Seattle. Ideally, would you love to push back DeGrom into the Seattle series? So now all of a sudden against Seattle, you're trotting out DeGrom and Eovaldi. Sure.
That'd be nice.
But how are you going to do that when what you're doing today is a bullpen day? So you're going to push back for who? You don't have anybody. Like, you don't even have a real starting pitcher today. Mm-mm. That then maybe you could go bullpen day and push that person back to Wednesday and then go DeGrom on Friday, because Eovaldi's not ready to go, I guess, just quite yet. So instead of getting DeGrom in the Seattle series, you're going to pitch him against Baltimore. Hopefully, that means a lockdown performance once again from Jacob DeGrom, who's been outstanding this year, and you pick up another win. And then we'll continue to need to have a conversation at some point about DeGrom's innings so far this season, because you're going to need to take a break from him at some point.
Yes.
Because he is on track for an unsustainable amount of innings per the Ranger standards. I don't know about Jacob DeGrom. I get the sense from him, he's like, that's fine. I'll go out and throw 108 innings, no problem. But I can see how the team might not want to go down that path. So you can't even move him one day into this Seattle series. And so you're spot on, man. If the starting pitching is back to, let's even say, slightly above average, this offense has been so far below average that that does not make for a winning equation.
Shout out to DeGrom, by the way. I saw from OptiStats, he's allowed 2 runs or fewer in 12 consecutive starts. That's the longest streak by any MLB pitcher 35 or older in the modern era, which we know goes back all the way to 1900.
Yeah, man. I do think we need to tighten up that modern era. Like in the NFL, they're like since the merger. So we're going like 1970. That at least, I know it's not as old as baseball, but that feels like easier to wrap my head around than, Mordecai Three Finger Brown in 1903 did this. And you're like, I don't know, man. Like, does that relate to today's baseball? I don't know. By the way, that is a real person if you're going to look that up.
No,
100%.
I love that name.
That is a real person. All right. Do you want me to talk about something else, or do you want me to give you another depressing Texas Rangers offensive stat?
Is the something else a little bit positive, or is it also in the realm of sadness?
It's just another quote from Boach.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to make you feel any better, though.
Quote me.
Okay.
Quote
me. You know, we're yelling all of this fight, fight, and I think we're doing all we can to make something happen. But to your point, and the point was about not making comebacks this season, you want to come in every inning and say, hey, we're going to score if we're down. We're going to go ahead, tack one on if we're ahead. And so I think Bochy was answering the question to, I think it was Evan Grant. If it was not, I do apologize, about the inability to make comebacks this season. See, really, Eric, it was a trick. The other thing was just going to lead into the more sadness. I'm very sorry for deceiving you
really
like that.
Really pulled a fast one.
I'm really sorry about that. And so Bochy was like, hey, yeah, it's great that we're like, hey, we're behind, we got to fight. But he was like, we really would love the attitude of, hey, if we're losing, let's score. Hey, if we're ahead, let's score some more. Because there's this. How many games do you think the Rangers have this year when they were even tied or trailing after seven innings? So not just losing, tied or trailing. How many wins do you think they have? They've had 40 of these scenarios.
Okay, they've had 40 scenarios.
So half of their games.
Yeah.
Essentially.
In general, I would say they should be winning over half of those, but I would just put it right there in the middle. Put me at 20 of the 40.
Okay, Jacob, your thoughts? 40 times they've been tied or trailing after seven innings. How many of those games do you think they've won?
I'm going to go 8, right at 20%.
Wow, 8. So 8 is way lower.
It's disgusting. But what we know about this team, he's probably closer than I am.
He is closer than you are. But unfortunately, he has also vastly overshot it.
Oh,
my God. The answer is 3.
Oh, no.
The Texas Rangers are 3-37. This year when tied or trailing after seven innings. And you're like, wow, that makes me feel as bad as you possibly could about baseball. Does it? The Rangers.
Does it get worse?
Yeah. The Rangers have also not overcome a deficit at any point in a game this season of more than 2 runs. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. I didn't say 5 runs. I said 2 runs. So that means theoretically, if it's a third inning and the game is 3-0 and you're losing, it's over.
And it totally feels that way.
Yes.
When I'm watching these games and you're used to thinking like, hey, late in the game, whatever, it's 6th, 7th inning, you're trailing, there's still a chance. I'm excited for the late game heroics.
Yes.
That you become accustomed to throughout a 162 game season.
Yes.
You're going to get some of that.
Yes.
It's like, man, this is like electric. This is awesome. And I can't pinpoint one where it's like, hey, we were trailing and then someone came up huge late in the game.
I do want to shout out people in the fan text from the 682. They got 3, and then another person only said 2, and even that was far closer than you would guess. But yeah, in games where they're tied or trailing, if it's just trailing, I'd be like, that's tough, it's 2. But tied or trailing after 7 innings, they're 3-37, and at no point in any game this season have they overcome a deficit of more than 2 runs.
Man, that is so alarming.
It really, really is. And so the whole point of it, and this is why I thought Bobby was unfairly, you know, like some people unfairly went after him on Twitter. The whole point is we know how just depressing the offense has been this year. And if you throw in the starting pitching having any problems,
the idea that
this feels like it's going to be a long month.
You're under 500 with the yes, type of pitching yes. that you've had.
Look, you could make the argument that this is the greatest run of starting pitching in the history of the Texas Rangers in the first half of a season.
Yes.
And I don't mean that hyperbolically. I mean literally the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 38-41.
And the hitting for the Rangers, it's not like the worst we've ever seen because we've seen worse. But in terms of what the expectations were, this is the most underwhelming portion yes. of a Rangers team yes. that I can remember.
I agree. All right. So that segment was sad. Do you guys want to have a little bit of fun? You want to perk it up just a little bit?
I'm here for fun, Jacob. I don't know about you, but
man.
Oh, he's not here for fun. Okay.
No, I said I am here for fun.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you said not here
for
fun.
I'm all in for fun.
All right. We're going to change it up then. Are you ready?
Yep.
In honor of a Seattle sports broadcast, my question for you is, what level of bitter and or petty are you in everyday life? Because I did something yesterday that in my heart I knew was wrong, but I did it anyway. Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We were going to talk Cowboys here, but people were sad. And it felt like we needed to switch it up just a little bit. Now, I will also admit I'm a big part of the reason that people were sad because I gave a bunch of depressing Ranger statistics.
Yeah, the 858 said, Kevin, Chiafalo's comment about the Poo app didn't ruin my commute. These Rangers facts have ruined my commute.
I'm so sorry. All right. So we need to turn it around. So give me some positivity. Go ahead and give me cut number 7, and we can be happy about the contract extension for Daniel Gafford. We'll ignore the fact that he could still be traded. Try not to think about that right now, and let's go ahead and do a Gafford highlight.
The Gafford screen against Gobert, tailed by McDaniels. Oh, Gafford! Up high, down hard, and a foul!
All right. That's more of a Kevin Harlan highlight to me, I will just say.
Okay.
He is just incredible.
He is.
That could have been a preseason game for all I know.
Now, we talked about how this segment is going to be petty, and so I'm going to start with this from the 214. I get a little petty when 105.3 The Fan won't stop talking about the Cowboys or the NFL during the offseason, especially with the Ranger season and the NBA draft going on. And let's be real, they don't cut down the Cowboys or NFL talk during the season. All right, I just want to point out we started with the Rangers segment. Right now, we're going to use basketball and the Daniel Gafford extension as a springboard for our conversation. And the next segment is baseball nuggets. And then we're going to talk with the Mavericks insider again about the draft. So I don't know. That doesn't totally feel right to me, but okay.
We're keeping him happy today.
Okay. But we're going to talk about pettiness. So I'm going to take you to Seattle via the magic of audio. Sorry, I'm not actually going to fly you out to Seattle or anything like that. Now, you recall the Oklahoma City Thunder, they won the NBA title. I don't know if you heard about this, Chiafalo. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, they didn't seem too excited about it when they won.
They didn't.
I guess they did.
And was it Chet Holmgren couldn't say Michelob and they had trouble opening up the champagne bottles? I get it.
That's right.
Things move at a different pace there. I understand that. And like when they won the title, it looked like they just won game 47 of the regular season. You know, they're like, hey, we did it.
Good Even job. The fans. It yes. was like, everybody in here is just so tame.
And it was game 7. I don't care if you were winning by a lot. Like, I'd be going insane.
Right.
So they came from Seattle. They used to be the Seattle Supersonics. And so I want to know what you think about this level of bitter or pettiness, because there was a 30-minute sports show in Seattle. The sports director at Fox 13 runs this show. This is like the last.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Last 15 seconds of the show. The night that the NBA Finals ended. So you imagine, they haven't talked about basketball once until the very, very end.
Finally tonight, unfortunately, the Indiana Pacers lose Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Big game for the Sounders tomorrow. We will see you out at Lumen Field.
Who did they lose to?
Incredible.
Not going to say. And it was at the very end. But what he really wants you to know is about that big time soccer game coming up. Like, don't even worry about that. And so, I don't know. I would imagine there's probably at least some people in Seattle that are pretty stoked about OKC winning. Maybe that, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe They're all like, that team is dead to me. But I feel like if I didn't have an NBA team and my NBA team went elsewhere, I'd probably at least like kind of still root for them. Like people seem to think it's going to happen with the Mavericks when they go to Las Vegas.
See, I think I would be on the other side of that. I totally understand why when your team gets ripped out from your city and goes somewhere else and then flourishes, I think I would be more on the side of what Seattle's doing right now, which is just hate watching or not watching at all. Because it's like, dude, you took that. And it wasn't even like you went right around the corner. You went to a completely different part of the country.
Yes.
And then you changed the name. You're basically acting like it's not like you're still the Supersonics.
You're not the OK Supersonics.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get that. I'd be ticked.
All right. Okay. So you get it.
I'm Team Seattle. I do get it.
All right. From the 806 in college, I went to UFC meet and greet to meet Ariani Celeste. Excuse me. Took my buddy's picture with her, but on my turn, they started rushing us down, so I didn't get a picture. I got mad and deleted my buddy's picture.
Ooh.
Petty, I know.
You're making your friend pay that price?
Yeah, he didn't close down the meet and greet, right?
Don't punish your bro for that.
But you know what? We did say that we would... Look, because I have some explaining to do in just a second. But quick Ariani Celeste story. So I'm at a UFC in media row. I'm the second seat from the end next to the ring girls. All right.
Okay. Prime position.
But the guy next to me, he's going to hold it down for the ring girls. He has decided. He is trying to chat them up during the show. First of all, you're supposed to be there working, buddy.
Hey, he's opportunistic.
He is. He shot a shot. It did not go anywhere, but Ariani Celeste was plugging her cell phone in, like in the chair next to her, mm-hmm. which was like right by us. And he looked at her and he goes, "Don't worry, I'll watch your phone." And like, I appreciated he gave it a shot. I don't know if he thought she was going to be like, "Oh my God."
You know what? While you watch it, why don't you put your number in it too?
Yeah. Or like, "I've been waiting my whole life for this level of chivalry." You know, I don't know.
What a gentleman.
But he was, and he did. He was like watching that phone, and I appreciated it. And clearly I wasn't doing my job either because I was watching him watch the phone. But like, I appreciate that he shot his shot. But if we're talking about being petty, I have to tell you something that I did yesterday.
Yesterday?
It was yesterday. So stop off at the Walmart, as one will do. Go to the self-checkout. Now, this is one of the reasons, if you're worried about your job going away forever, I think we might be okay. Of course, 2, maybe 3 of the 6 self-checkout lanes were closed for various malfunctions.
It's so aggravating when that happens.
It really is. So there's one guy. He's at the front checkout station. He just walks off. And I was like, whoa. Where'd that guy go?
So he's mid-checkout.
Yeah, he's mid-checkout. He just leaves.
He forgot something.
Okay, see, you're right. And there's a bit of a line starting to build, and obviously nobody wants to wait in the line. I get that. So we rushed back with string cheese. Okay, string cheese is delicious.
I actually feel better about him walking away and coming back with string cheese. I'm kind of like, okay.
So people forget things.
Yeah.
All right? It happens. We get back to it, still waiting in line. He leaves again.
Oh my gosh.
This time, he has gone for a ridiculous amount of time. Like I'm saying, he's gone for like probably 2 to 3 minutes. Just, I don't know what he forgot. Because by the time he came back, I had made my way to one of the self-checkout stands.
Okay.
No thanks to him, of course. And I was like, okay, does this guy never been shopping? What's the deal?
Even one time leaving the self-checkout is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
A second time
is
unlawful.
Exactly. And so now he's checking out right across from where I'm checking out. And I make a decision in this point, even though my brain and my heart are like, you probably shouldn't. Is that what you would be called to do? And I'm like, nope. But
here we are.
If he leaves again, drastic action will have to take place.
Oh.
Now, I did not have many items. They're like, I don't know, 4 or 5. Check out. I ring up all my items. That's the key part to this story. I ring up all of my items.
Efficiently,
of course.
Like an adult.
Yes. Pay for them. I'm ready to go. While I'm paying, he leaves again. And at that point, I decide I have no choice. So as I'm walking out, I cross by his self-checkout. He's not there. I pull an item out of my bag, scan it multiple times on his tab, and walk out the door. So,
when you said you had like you were going to do something, I'm wondering what is it that you were going to do?
I want to make it clear. I paid for all my items. Like, I didn't take them and put them on his tab. I did put them on his tab, but I also paid. From the 817, bro, I would have canceled his crap and checked out. And like, sometimes they have the monitor there to like take care of it, but not always. And so there was nobody there to wrangle this situation. And so by the time I checked out, that person was gone again. And I was like, okay, dude, walk out. Wow. Will that person pay enough attention to their total?
Let's clear those out.
Yeah. Or will they get hit with an extra like $9 to $11? I don't exactly remember, somewhere in that range.
Big win for Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really, really should have. Okay. So
that's legendary, dude.
Is that the level of petty or bitter? And it was all because I didn't like waiting in line. And also because that guy, I feel like, again, I know this is the second time I've used this, I feel like he violated the social contract by just walking out of line and being like, I'm going to leave all my crap here.
Yeah, I mean, especially a second and third time, that is completely over the top.
So much.
I've never seen anything like that.
The string cheese?
Okay. Yeah, it's like, okay, right. One mulligan, yeah. I get it. Maybe the string cheese wasn't even, it's not even for him, it's for his kid, or his wife loves it, and he's trying to do them a solid.
For sure. We let that go.
But this guy, I would like to nominate him for Bleep Hole of the Week, and I would be surprised if anybody can surpass him.
Oh, man.
We might just have to give him the award now instead of waiting till Friday.
Okay, quick side question. How do you guys generally feel about the people who go through the self-checkout that have bought 16 months worth of groceries? Like, they're convinced that World War III will break out today. Mm-hmm. We will need to have rations for 2 years, maybe longer. And they've taken everything that exists in the store and they're going to go through the self-checkout.
Well, that's illegal from a grocery store standpoint because they say...
Not all grocery stores have that
like
sign
10
up.
Items or less kind of thing?
Not all of them have that sign up.
Wow. Now, I think part of this is on the grocery store, too, because usually they'll have like 50 human opportunities to help you check out, but they only have actually two humans.
Yes.
So it's like, where's the disconnect here? Yeah. Are we not able to find people?
Yeah.
Do people not want to work, or are you just neglecting? You don't want to pay a bunch of people because you have a million spots for a human being to be a checkout, but you only have two that are lit up with actual live people helping cash out.
It's kind of like the analogy I would use is if somebody parks with their stupid tiny car in the parking space and you think that parking space is open, but it's not. And you're like, if it weren't for that stupid tiny car, I would have gotten in here. And you're like, not really. Somebody else would have taken it. Same thing. There would have been lines at the other place, but you're like, they would have been shorter lines.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this all to work. All right. So do you approve of my level of bitter and pettiness?
I actually do. Yeah. Okay. I think what he was doing was much more egregious than even what you did, unless what you did was scan your most expensive, like, $100 item. But you said it was $9.
Yeah. I scanned it twice. So it was like a $4 or $5 thing.
Now, did you get any appreciation from the other people in line that were kind of like, hey, tip of the cap to you, thanks for being the vigilante here?
I did not turn around and look because it was like, his was to the left of mine, so I was already naturally moving towards the door, and I was like, well, this just makes sense. Beep, beep. Put it back in my bag, walked out.
That's
and so
dude.
I did not stop and turn around, and somebody said you just threw off Walmart's whole inventory. All right.
But they get more money.
Well, and it's two items. Trust me. If you've worked in retail at any size shop, two items is probably not going to throw you off. Like, hell, I even worked back in the day at the video store at Blockbuster. If it was two things, like, that wouldn't crush us. And Walmart is a far bigger
ecosystem. You have a margin for error here.
Yeah. They've, some of that's built in. We're the KNC masterpiece. I love to hear this from the 682. Nah, he had that coming. Justice served.
I feel like there should have been some sort of like round of applause, standing ovation from all the people around. This guy needs to know that what he did was extremely egregious and it should never happen again.
And I know this is probably not the way he works, not the way the world works. I would love it if he like sat down in his chair with his TV guide or whatever and looking at his receipt and he's like, wait a second. What the hell are these two items? I didn't buy these. Like, that would bring me so much joy. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Would the Rangers dare consider dealing away Corey's favorite prospect? Next on The Fan.
Stars and Billy Martin, the manager. And an off-speed pitch on the outside corner for a call, strike three.
That was from Cole Drake right here on 105.3 The Fan. We will get to that in just 1 second, but I wanted to point out something that my wife told me about the level of pettiness. We'll get to baseball nuggets in just 1 second. So I have OCD, and because of that, there are various different things in my life that I need to be an absolute certain way. And I need all of my money to be facing the same way and right side up and obviously in numerical order. So sometimes I feel bad. Like if I get change at a place, I'm not counting the change. Like I saw you count it out. I just need to make sure it's all turned the same way and everything before I put it in my wallet. So my wife likes to sometimes go into my wallet and just turn money upside down or move it out of order. And also there's this old timey technology called DVDs and Blu-rays that I have, and of course they're all alphabetized, and she likes to like move one in the S section up in the S section, so like an SO to the SA, and see if I'll notice. And it just, it's very subtle, and that's why I think she likes it so much, but it drives me insane. And yeah, so it happens to me too.
I do appreciate that, because I am like so far from being OCD.
Yeah.
Like I don't have an OCD bone in my body, but I know that you absolutely do. So something that small could absolutely just turn you into the Hulk.
Yeah. It is really, really true. All right. And that's why Corey will send me pictures of him cutting out pieces of cake from like the middle. And it just, it kind of freaks me out a little bit, actually. Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. 469. Nope, I would divorce her.
There's a lot of OCD folks on the text right now.
Yes.
That are with you about the money stuff and just general organizing.
And I just always feel bad. I don't want the cashiers to think I don't believe their ability to count. I try to move to the side so like I'm not holding up the line or anything like that. But sometimes you get the look and it's like, it's not you. I need it to be this way, or, you know, I just won't be able to handle it going forward.
It'll stick with you all day long.
Exactly. All right. So we're going to go back a couple of days, and I wanted to talk about this in particular because of the Rangers prospect that would be in this move. So Jim Bowden, who is Mike's arch nemesis, he suggested a trade for each AL team in the wild card race. And for the Rangers, he said acquire Marcell Ozuna from the Braves for Cole Drake. Now, I wanted to bring up Cole Drake because that has been a pitcher that Corey has been tracking for, I'm going to say a year, maybe it's been longer than that, but like he's really been following Cole Drake for the last year or so. And if you take a look, he's had some incredible numbers in the minor leagues, has he not? Or some incredibly encouraging numbers in the minor leagues, I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, he's ascending for sure. So he's 6'5 lefty, and he's been striking out batters at a pretty ridiculous rate over the last 2 years. This is A ball, high A, and double A. Struck out 216 batters in 155 innings.
Whew!
That's 278 punch outs over a 200 inning pace. So he absolutely is ascending in a way that would make somebody like Corey Majors, who's been following him, feel really, really good about the fact that this dude could be something pretty dang special, even though he spells his name in the worst possible way.
The K-O-A-H-L. Do you want it to be C-O-L-E, C-O-A-L?
I think I just want it to be C-O-L-E.
Okay.
But maybe his parents created Coles, the shopping place, because that's how that's spelled.
That would be neat.
So if that's the case, then I guess I will go ahead and just understand it. But otherwise, I'm like, really? K-O-H-L? That's how we're going to do this, Mom and Dad?
So he's pitching at the double A level this year. 11 starts. He has a 2.74 ERA. Even more impressive than that, he has a whip of 1.01. We've talked about this plenty of times. If you have a whip of 1.1 or lower, like, rock on. You're doing just fine. If it's in the vicinity of one flat or lower than one, you're having an incredible season. So it's just great to see him progressing up there. So at a time when the Rangers really struggle developing pitching prospects, I feel like I would almost be out on this in principle alone because of how well he's doing. And then you take a look at Ozuna, who, you know, he's walking a lot, but he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of going through a bit of a brutal stretch at the plate for this month. I mean, since June 2nd, he's hitting 169.
Yikes.
So that's
it sounds like he'd fit right in here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like, I don't think that type of... I don't even know... I mean, even if he was at the height of his powers right now, is one guy going to fix what this Rangers lineup is?
Yeah.
It's hard to say that one guy would even be able to move the needle enough to make this thing swing back in the appropriate direction. So... based on that, like I feel like there's some level of earning the right to be a buyer.
Yeah.
At the deadline. And
that is a great point.
And maybe they can shift gears here and, you know, strike some confidence into us over the course of the next month or so to be like, all right, you know what? We are at a place where we could feel like an Ozuna could really make a difference for us and sort of put us over the top. But right now I don't think you're in that position. And with the way Cole Drake's pitching right now, I don't think I would be down to make this move. Not for Ozuna. And Ozuna, he's older and he's on an expiring deal. So you're going to just get a couple of months of Ozuna and then just punt on Cole Drake forever. That's a tough sell for me.
Yeah. Unless we win the World Series out of it, then I'm fine.
Yes, if this is like an Aroldis Chapman, Cole Reagan deal, fine. But I don't envision that at the moment.
All right, let's talk about Yandy Diaz. So he's having a solid season for Tampa Bay. And I kid you not, do you know what he, at least in part, credits that to?
No.
Tom and Jerry episodes. So, he said that he watches Tom and Jerry every single day. Quote, when I'm working out, I always try to watch Tom and Jerry for like an hour. It clears my mind. It relaxes me. So he's watching it while he's working out. And I think most people are like that. Now, it might be a little different if you're lifting weights and like moving stations a whole lot. But like, let's say you're doing the stairs, the treadmill, the bike or whatever. I feel like you got to be watching something or listening to something. Or maybe that's just me because I don't get a charge out of exercise like some people say that they do. I like need to be distracted along the way, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, there's a headphone situation going on with music, or I'll do the podcast thing, or I'll flip on the Odyssey app, and I'll be just listening to Sean and RJ or you guys while I'm trying to get some exercise going. But I'll tell you what, man, when you forget your headphones or whatever distraction you have and you're trying to get it done, not easy.
Let me ask you this. So, the earbuds, it's the way you want to go, but would you be willing to suck it up if you had a pair of wired headphones as a backup in your glove compartment? You're like, I don't care if people judge me. I can still listen to whatever is on my phone. I'll plug those things in.
Breaking news. I'm a wire headphones guy.
Whoa!
That's the one thing I have in common with Aaron Rodgers. I think the AirPods are microwaving my brain.
Really?
So I go away from the AirPods.
Okay. Fascinating.
And I do get looks.
Yeah,
I do get looks at the gym. Like, really, you're that guy? It's like, yeah, I'm gonna go with the tried and true. Now, this Yandy Diaz, good night, is he impressive?
He is humongous as a human specimen.
Gosh,
phenomenal.
He looks ridiculous. It's crazy. It's always impressive when you can be huge and lean, where you're like 235, 240 pounds, and you're vascular. This dude is next level. And he says, I eat anything. He says, I just love to eat. I really don't try to go on diets. I'm like, wow, you're eating anything you want. Your DNA is pretty dang impressive.
And his OPS has gone the opposite direction of Ozuna. He has a 1.099 OPS this month. So things are working out just fine.
Nice work.
Couple more quick things for you. Rob Manfred and John Fisher took part in the groundbreaking event for the A's upcoming Las Vegas ballpark that is supposedly set to be done in 2028. We'll see about that. And
I can't wait to try the Dippin' Dots at that stadium, because I feel like it's going to be phenomenal.
What are you doing?
It's just going to be great.
I mean, I know exactly what you're doing. And by the way, if you were worried about Ronald Acuna since he came back from the injured list, he's hitting .405 with 9 home runs and 16 RBIs in 28 games. So second ACL tear, no problem. Seems like he's doing just fine.
Can we be honest, though? Dippin' Dots are incredible.
Yes. Agreed. Ice cream of the future.
I haven't had a bad flavor of them.
Nope. I've had, you know, the cotton candy ones aren't the best.
See, I just had them the other day at Chuck E. Cheese with my kids, and I was like, cotton candy's phenomenal.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree to disagree.
I love the Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, they're fire.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Mavs insider Bobby Corrala right here on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.